Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this day, it's already flying by. I don't know what the deal is here. Hey, happy Friday to you, America. Good to have you with us. Todd Starnes here. We've got the whole crew, Grace Baker, Kyle here. Oh, wow, just we've got the whole crew here. It's Friday, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about the crazy stories of the day. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we're sort of having a company-wide, I don't know, contest regarding our awesome app. So many of you know that in addition to hosting a national radio program, I also own KWAM, News Talk 107.9 FM, 990 AM in Memphis, Tennessee. And we have offered up our radio station app to you for free across America. So those of you, maybe you live in a town, a community, you don't have the Todd Starnes radio show on your local radio station, you'll be able to listen to the show on our app, which is free of charge. And when you sign up, they ask you, hey, how did you hear about this? And if you put in Kyle's name or Grace's name, we're having a contest. And whoever gets the most downloads, well, or subscribers, wins some sort of, I don't know, what sort of a prize we're giving. Is it a new car? No, it's not a new car. All right, but it's something nice. Well, it's not as nice as a new car, but it's nice. It's like maybe a Chick-fil-A gift certificate. I don't know. But anyway, head over to kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. And we'd love for you to sign up for the app and listen to all of our great conservative talk radio programming. And we have some other wonderful hosts. So look, there's a problem in the southern states. And it is it's an interesting problem that the Southerners have. There's also a problem in places like Idaho and Montana, North and South Dakota, where a lot of these leftists are leaving their states and they're relocating and they're spreading out all over America. Now, for the most part, most of your far leftists have for a number of years been in places like, what, California, you've got New York, Illinois, Vermont, Oregon, Washington State. So that's where most of the liberals have been confined to. But now they have destroyed those states. Their policies, their behaviors have literally destroyed those states. The taxes are out the wazoo. You have, for example, in San Francisco, where people are so devastated that they're having to hire private security firms to keep them safe. And we're not talking about the average Joes. I mean, we're not talking about the hardworking taxpayers. You guys are screwed out there. No, the far leftists who are raking in all the money from the Silicon Valley and Hollywood, they have their own private security teams to keep them safe. Crime is horrible. It's like a dystopian novel out there. It's unbelievable. And you just have to see it with your own eyes. Folks, whenever I travel and speak out in California, normally fly into LAX, and it looks like the slums of India. in America. And there was a big story we've got up on our website, toddstarns.com, and you've got to see this video where the train tracks have just been, there are all of these boxes and trash and filth. And a lot of it is because these roving gangs of thieves are stealing from cargo containers and cargo ships, and they're tearing apart the boxes, and they're just, it's just, you've got to see the video. It honest to goodness, looks like some sort of a third world hellhole in Los Angeles. You can barely afford to live in these places, and so people are, what are they doing? They're packing up and they're leaving. U-Haul said that they've got a big problem. They literally ran out of U-Haul trucks in California. There were so many people heading eastbound out of the Golden State, they ran out. That's how crazy things are. But there's a big problem. And here it is. It turns out that many of these people who are leaving these war-torn, infested areas, they are leaving and they are bringing their politics with them. And that is a big problem. A big problem. And I'm curious to know if it's a problem in your community as well. So there's a story from FoxNews.com. Matt Leach is the writer. And people in Florida especially are very concerned about this because they see what's happened to Idaho. Idaho, you people are turning into a blue state. Once red Idaho has been turned into a blue state. North Carolina, you people in North Carolina, an incredibly rock-solid conservative state, now gone purple, and it's you guys are teetering on being a blue state. And let's be honest about North Carolina. A couple of years back, there's the big controversy about the transgender bathrooms. And liberals, I don't know, liberals have this really weird fetish. They believe that men who identify as women and vice versa should use the bathrooms of their choice. Now, most of the God-fearing citizens of North Carolina think that's a load of hooey. They think that's nuts. But what happened? Well, so many people from out of North Carolina moved in and brought their leftist policies, and many of them are sex and gender revolutionaries, and they're bringing all of that crap into your state. And they changed the nature of North Carolina. So the people in Florida, they're starting to see this because they're starting to see this happen in their state. And it's not just the old New Yorkers moving south. That's not it. They're starting to see these people who are sick of the woke policies of New York City and New York State, and they're moving to Florida. So somebody over in West Palm Beach, Florida, went around and they were scouting out all of the automobiles that had New York license plates. And there were flyers that were made up, and they were put on the underneath the windshield wipers of all of these cars. And it was a very simple message saying the woke should stay out of Florida. Now, some people are very upset about this. And they think that's rude. As a matter of fact, they interviewed one Florida resident. Her brother lives in New York City. And she says, look, I feel like people should be welcomed rather than disregarded like that and being told they can't come down here. No, that's not what they're saying. You're more than happy to come. Just leave your woke politics back home. The lady goes on to say, everyone should be welcome anywhere as long as they aren't causing anyone any harm. Well, that's the whole problem here. That's the point. Because woke policies will destroy a city and a state. And all you need to do is look at what's happening in California right now. Unbelievable. Across Lake Worth Lagoon, Palm Beach Police confirmed to Fox News that it investigated flyers that were stuck onto cars with New York plates parked on the wealthy island. And here's what it said. If you are one of those woke people, leave Florida. You will be happier elsewhere, as will we. I think that's a very polite way of saying, you know, get back to where you came from. I mean, I could imagine, and look, I love my people here in Tennessee, but I'm fairly certain that the message would have been a little bit more profane had that happened in Tennessee. But it seems to me that that's a fairly common sense approach to what's going on down there now. Again, if you are one of those woke people, leave Florida. You'll be happier elsewhere. I tend to agree. Now, it's not clear who posted the flyers or if they even broke any law. I mean, unless they've damaged the cars, which they did not do, that's not in the reporting. They're not being abusive. They're not being physical. They're not threatening anybody. They're just saying, hey, if you're one of those woke people, you need to go back to where you came from or leave your politics at home. And I'm curious, do you have a problem? Is that a problem? Is that a problem to ask people, hey, look, you know, we know where you came from. Personally, I think we ought to have strong border policies. We ought to just set up border checkpoints all over the southern states and quiz people. Maybe you got to take a test to come to the southern states. Make sure that we're not getting into these woke people who destroyed New York. And that's the whole thing. It's almost like a political pandemic, right? Right? We have all these rules and regulations governing where you can and you can't go because of the pandemic. Well, maybe we ought to have one for politics. And we can quarantine all of these people that are moving into our cities and our towns and are changing the fabric of who we are. And that's what's happening. And if folks, I'm telling you, if we're not careful about this, what's going to happen? You're going to see, and it's already started to happen in Georgia, where they elected, allegedly, two far leftist United States senators. I still don't believe that happened, but it did. I mean, they are there. But the reality is, you've got a lot of people that are moving into Georgia and Atlanta specifically, who are not from here. So I'm curious if you got a problem with this. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got the story up on our website. You got to check out this crazy video coming out of Los Angeles. Just very bizarre with the trains and unbelievable. All right, folks, we got a great show. Mike Huckabee's going to be here. Monica Crowley is going to drop by. Also, our good friend Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. We'll also check in with our friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. Plus, your calls. Got to be fun. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know how, you know, it's even happening here in Memphis, Tennessee, where the liberal influence is being manifested in very odd ways. We actually have a barbecue joint down here, and they serve something called barbecue tofu. I would rather eat, you know, what comes out of a cat's mouth, like a hairball, than barbecue tofu. I'm just saying. And then we have all of these, yoga, these hot yoga shops that are popping up around Memphis now. And what do they call these things? Cycle bars. And they don't even serve anything to drink. You go in there and there's like a bicycle, right? And you just ride bicycles while someone screams at you.
And typically music is accompanied with it.
And it's like this music cool. That's like, I don't know. It's
Taylor Swift, Michael Jackson, anything upbeat.
I don't know. It's weird. 80s. Weird, I say, Grace Baker. Weird.
I don't think it's weird, but.
Not only that, I went to the, and I love the Peabody Hotel, the South's Grand Hotel.
Oh, yes.
And I went there and sat down for breakfast one day. I said, I want a sausage biscuit. They said, we don't have biscuits anymore.
Do they have scones?
We don't make biscuits. No, they have bagels.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, oh, my word.
That is kind of weird.
What has happened here? We've been, we've been like overrun. How do you call yourself the South's Grand Hotel and you don't have biscuits on the menu?
You just don't have Southern food.
It's a bagel.
That's for the North.
I'll never forget. The waiter was like, the poor waitress was like, well, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? It's not my fault.
The menu.
You want me to bring you a biscuit from home?
Well, and I'm actually.
Like, so she goes, what do you want? I'm like, all right, I'll have a bagel. And I said, put a schmear on it. And she was like, what's a schmear? I'm like, what?
You don't even
know what a schmear is? You're serving bagels now, and you got to get the lingo.
Fraud.
Unbelievable. Fraud. So I'm petitioning the Peabody to get biscuits. So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, these leftists are coming in here, and they're ruining everything. Ruining everything, Grace Baker.
Coming in here with their health stuff, their hot yoga, and their cycle bar.
Who do these people think they are?
Trying to make us healthy.
I don't want to drink lawn clippings. Put it in a bag and put it on the sidewalk.
I agree with you on that one.
Good Lord. This is America.
I'll drink my coffee I make cold brew. So
oh, my word. Anyway. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I don't know what's going on here today. Hey, we've got trivia coming up a little bit later, and I hope you've been listening to the radio show this week because all of our trivia is about stories we've covered here on the program. So, Joe Biden, this guy has had the worst presidency of any president in modern American history. I have never seen anything like this. And he has completely lost it. I mean, lost it. I've got some audio here. This happened yesterday, and we've got the video up on our website, toddstearns.com. You gotta hear this. He literally short-circuited on national television.
Is this mic on? I guess, anyway.
Yes, it's on.
And I'm not sure.
No, it's
anyway,
on,
I
sir.
Hope we
it's
get
on.
This done. But I'm not sure. But one thing for certain. Like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we miss the first time, we can come back and try it a second time. We missed this time. And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. Who counts the vote? That's what this is about. That's what makes this so different than anything else we've ever done. I don't know that we can get it done, but I know one thing. As long as I have a breath in me, as long as I'm in the White House, as long as I'm engaged at all, I'm going to be fighting to change the way these legislatures have moving. Thank you.
Jeez, hello. Grace, the video is shocking. You can tell that there's something rattling around up there. It's like a little tiny like marble, and it's just pinging around. It was like, we got to count the vote. Count the vote.
Maybe it's like a magic eight ball rolling around in his head, and he has to shake his head to get guidance on what to do next.
He actually said the private part out loud, though, yes. Grace, because we all know that's what the Democrats are all about. We know, and again, we'll get into more of this after the break here. But I want to point something out here, folks. Joseph Stalin himself said that is the most important thing, is to have the people who will count the votes. And that's what's happened in this country. Conservatives have turned a blind eye to Election Day. Some of you go and vote. Most of you don't. You do not volunteer to work the polling stations. You do not volunteer to help count the votes. So by and large, across America, you have Democrats who are in charge of counting the votes. That's what this. That's what's going on here. So unless we get involved in the process, we're really not going to change anything, and they're going to be able to steal even more elections. Oh, yes, I said it. They're going to be able to steal more elections. Hang tight. We'll be right back, America. I'm a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, by the way, man, it is going to be a busy weekend. President Trump off to Arizona. Big, big rally. Our good friends over at Newsmax TV, they're going to be covering it live, as they always do. They do such a great job covering the Trump rallies. They're the only ones that do that. And you know what that tells me? That tells me that Newsmax is authentic. They are really trying to reach out to the MAGA world and the MAGA nation. You know, they're not trying to be something that they're not. For example, Fox News. I mean, it really shocked me when Fox made the decision to stop broadcasting the Trump rallies. It made absolutely no sense because it was conservatives. It was the Trump voters who actually made Fox News Fox News. So it just really, it's just befuddling. So that's why I think Newsmax is growing by millions of people. Many of the folks that you used to see on Fox now on Newsmax, yours truly included. And we had a great time yesterday on a Chris Salcedo show. But anyway, President Trump is expected to make a big announcement tomorrow. And I want to encourage you to sign up for the big Trump list. Newsmax has a Trump list and they send out all sorts of great intel. All you need to do is text the word skip to 39747. Again, get out your smartphone and text the word skip, S-K-I-P, to 39747. And you're going to be among the first to know when President Trump makes his big announcement about 2024. Now, speaking of big Trump fans and big Trump announcements, we have our good friend Gene the Superfan on the line. And Gene, oh, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has, Todd. First of all, Happy New Year to you and Grace and the staff and all your listeners and everybody. But also, Todd, today's my birthday, sir.
Yes, and Gene, we heard the rumors and we have a little something for you. Gene the Superfan, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a listen. There you go, Gene. We can't play more. It'll be a copyright infraction.
No. Thank you so much for that, Todd. That was very nice. But no, let's just real quick, Todd. I mean, you know, obviously, I'm not going to be there tomorrow in Arizona, but the president, yes, is having a rally. Okay, this is what he does now, and this is what we love about our president, because now, as he always does, as president, and now he talks to us. He talks directly to us. He shows us his love. We show him that love back. And this is the way it works with our president. And you know that, Todd. So I'm looking forward to this announcement. If whether or not he announces he's running for president, so be it if he doesn't do it tomorrow. But he will be running for president, though. Mark my words.
Gene, I want to gauge how things are going for the president. There's been a lot of pushback from some in the MAGA world about the vaccine stuff. I get it, but in reality, it has never been about the vaccine. It's been about the mandate, which he has been staunchly opposed to. So I'm not quite sure why folks are so willing to abandon Donald Trump over his vaccine status.
Yes, and you know, to me, I mean, that's ridiculous. I have to be honest with you. I mean, it's your choice. You know, President Trump wanted to do it. He did. If he wants to talk about it, so be it. You know what? To me, Mike, that concern doesn't bother me. It's because who our president is. And once again, Todd, he loves us and we love him. That's what it is.
Well, and I'm glad to hear that. Ultimately, I think Lindsey Graham was right. If Trump wants the nomination, it's his. I think it's foolhardy for any other Republican, whether it be Cruz or DeSantis, to throw their hand in the ring if Donald Trump is going to go ahead and run.
I agree 100%, Todd, because anyone that decides to throw their hat in the ring would be foolish, okay? And now here's the wonderful thing. I live in Florida. We love Governor DeSantis, okay, because he thinks like President Trump and they work good together. And listen, he's young. So when President Trump's done in 2028, you know, whatever the future holds, I can see Ron DeSantis running for that next spot. You know, I'm getting ahead, but that's the way I'm thinking. Do not run against President Trump, all you Republicans out there, please, because it would be the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I'm with you here, Gene. I think we've got to play this smart. And if Trump is going to run, he's the guy. I think, though, that he needs to make that announcement sooner rather than later, because if for some reason he decides, yeah, you know what, we're just going to leave it be, we've got to make sure that whoever that nominee is going to be has plenty of money in their campaign coffers, or else that could be disastrous in 2024.
That's very true. Very great point, Todd. Yes, and I believe the president knows that, and he will do that. So.
All right. Well, Gene, good. By the way, you're down in Florida, and that is not a panhandle redneck Riviera accent you have. Where are you from originally, Gene?
Originally, Long Island, New York. I was born and raised, and I came to Florida when I was 17 years old. So. You know, having that New York blood in me with the president there, you know, it's a nice thing there.
I love it. But the whole point, you know, we did a story early on about all these folks coming, moving from New York and bringing their politics. I'm glad to see that, you're
right.
A conservative. I hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. Kidding me? President Trump's the man. We love you, President Trump, and we can't wait to have you back with us. All right. I love you.
Gene the Superfan, ladies and gentlemen, having a big birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Gene. Good fellow there. And one of our regulars back when we were doing the show in New York. And, of course, now very happy to be broadcasting the program from Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown, one of the greatest cities in America. But you do need to wear a Kevlar vest. It is what it is. Grace Baker, last night, I was stunned. You know, we're controlled by Democrats here. And a lot of people may not realize that. But we've got Democrats. They've been controlling the city for, 30, 40 years? And they've turned it into, I don't know, it's like Mogadishu. I mean, it's a war zone out there. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, so last night, there were two armed robberies at Family Dollar stores and one at the Dollar General store. There was a robbery at GameStop. And there was a robbery at Little Caesar's Pizza.
And the Sonic.
I'm going to get to the Sonic. Okay. I mean, it's just...
It's all in, the same vicinity. So I have
crazy.
A theory that it's all connected
crazy.
And it's, one group.
But these are not exactly the brightest criminals.
No. I mean, why would you go, of all places, rob a Family Dollar?
I
would go to the Apple Store or something. If
go to the Apple
going.
Store.
Not that I would ever.
Or that Lululemon store that all you women like.
Yep, that's where I would go.
I just don't understand why they're robbing Dollar General stores.
I don't know.
But here's, two Sonic, you know, the Sonic drive-ins?
Yeah.
Man, I love Sonic.
I do too.
Love Sonic. So you drive in, you pull in there, and you're back in the 1950s, and you've got the, you roll down the window, and you order, and the lady comes. And
any kind of drink you want.
And they used to, back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to wear the roller skates.
Yeah, they and still they, do it, a lot of them.
So
yeah.
So they bring in the roller skating girls.
Yes.
And they, you know, in this, you know, I would say scantily clad. It's not like Hooters, but it's family friendly. But anyway, we've had two Sonic robberies in the past week, just in the past week here in Memphis.
Sadly.
And my theory on that is, if you sit back and think about it, that's a pretty easy target for these armed robbers. Because you're sitting there, you got the windows rolled down, you know, you're just having a good time, and you're stuck. It's not like you can get a quick getaway.
True. It's a good point.
But, man, I mean, we're getting, right now, 3 to 4 people a day are being shot in Memphis, Tennessee. Per day.
Yep.
And these, look, and the Democrats who control us refuse to give us the police officers we need. And they say they don't want white police officers patrolling the streets of a majority black city. And that's why they're not giving. I mean, we're down 700 police officers.
Also, who wants to be a cop right now?
You know, it's a great question, Grace, because of all of the, I mean, they've got, it's a war on police.
Like across the country.
Across the country. But when you're talking about crime rates, New York, or it's not New York City, it's not Los Angeles, it's actually Memphis, Tennessee, the most dangerous city in America.
It's up there.
But I do love it. It's my hometown. You know, you
I love it here.
You
got to
love your. These are our people.
A lot of great things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everybody's got their own. You know, every town has their own quirks. You know, we just shoot people here. It's.
I don't know if that's a quirk.
It's terrible.
That's putting it lightly.
844-747-8868. The lesson here is, don't elect Democrats. You know, we talk about the midterm elections coming up, and our friends over at myfaithvotes.org/Todd, myfaithvotes.org/Todd. Look, listen up. I mean, folks, it's not just Congress we're talking about here. It's not just the Senate and the House. We're talking about thousands and thousands of local and state races. And if you are not going to get involved, I mean, there's, you know, you sit back and you're like, wow, how did Memphis turn into like a war zone? I mean, it really is like Mogadishu out there. How did that happen? Well, it's because you don't go out and vote. You don't go run for office. And then you put moron candidates up there when you do. So conservatives, we've got to be smart about this. You got to run for the school boards. God bless those great people over in Virginia. They showed us how all of this can be done. They showed us what happens when moms and dads and taxpayers involve themselves in the political process. You guys win the day. That's what that's all about. You want to know why Joe Biden got elected? Yes, I understand the election was stolen. But if you're not going to get out there and volunteer on election day, and you know what? It may mean taking a day off from work. And I understand the reason why the Democrats hire all these liberals to count the votes. One of the reasons why is they don't have jobs. Most of them are sitting at home getting a check from the government. We all have jobs. And I get it. But maybe, just maybe, the most important thing is to take a day off, go down and volunteer to help oversee the counting of the ballots. Because when you've got 90, 95% of the people counting the ballots in this country are Democrats. 90 to 95%. So, and you seem surprised when all of a sudden every dead person, let's just take Memphis, Tennessee, Memorial Park, Memorial Gardens. You're surprised when every dead person there is voting for the Democrat, voting for Steve Cohen? You're surprised? We've got to get involved. It's legwork, and it is work. It's hard work. But we got a country to save, folks. We've got, and it's more than just Congress. It's more than the White House. We've got to take care of what's happening right here in our communities, in our towns. And you folks listening to us on KWAM right now, let me give you a great example. Yesterday we were talking about this situation in Lakeland, Tennessee, where they actually are creating a sex club at the middle school for kids. An LGBT club. The gender, what are they calling it? The gender something another club. The school board signed off on that. Now, I will just say, I don't know any of the school board members. I may, I don't know. They may know me, but I will say this. Any school board member that signed off on that should be primaried. They should be taken out of office. That's what you have to do. That's what the good people of Virginia did. They stood up and fought back. And they said, not in our town. You're not doing this to our kids. Not going to happen anymore. The indoctrination stops. You ask me right now, Todd, what is the most important elected position in America? What is that? I would say it's your local school board. Those are the people that control what happens at your child's school. Those are the people responsible for filling your child's brain with all of that anti-un-American crap. They're the ones responsible. You want to start down the path to fixing what's broken in America? Get a hold of the school system. Whoever controls the school system will control the future of this country. It is that simple, folks. It is that simple. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, if you want to get some information on My Faith Votes, I would encourage you to check out this website. Grace will post a link to it in the live show blog, myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's myfaithvotes.org/Todd. And they have tons of free resources for you as we fight back to take back our country. All right, got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, if you haven't already done so, you got to check out the incredible new book. It is already a bestseller, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, and you can get it wherever you buy your books. It makes a terrific, as you're getting ready for Valentine's Day, guys, this will make a great little gift for your wife. It is filled with great recipes, great inspirational stories, and I think you're gonna love it. Your wife is gonna love it, ladies. You will love this book, and I am happy to provide a signed copy if you want to purchase it from ToddStearns.com. But you can get it really wherever you you buy your books. By the way, President Biden, we got to go back to some audio yesterday. He was having a bad day. I mean, this has been the worst presidency in modern American history. It's unbelievable the all of the failures that this guy has racked up. But he's clearly not with it. Cut number 7.
Now, I don't like to, outline the next steps we're taking against. I'd like to outline the next steps we're taking against the Omicron variant.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Jeez, Alou. There you go. I'm serious, folks. I mean, this... I don't see Biden surviving past the midterms. As a matter of fact, there is if the Republicans win in the numbers they should win by, and they control not only the House but the Senate, it's very possible that you could see Biden resigning. Or if nothing else, you could see Biden giving Kamala Harris the boot, bringing in Hillary Clinton, and then resigning himself. I mean, you could actually see that happen, setting up a Clinton versus Trump presidency or presidential election. Now, you think about this. Hillary Clinton has been awful, awful. She can't win. I mean, she is a failed candidate. I mean, I don't know how many times you can run for office like that and lose, but she's been able to do that. But if you put her in the Oval Office, if you put her in the Oval Office so the American people can see her in the Oval Office, and then all of a sudden you have these Democrats and woke Republicans like Mitt Romney working with Hillary to make her a success, yeah, I could see that happening. I could see that happening. So pay very close attention to what's going on here. This guy, Biden, he's not going to be able to finish out his term. Do you see that? Do you think that Joe Biden is actually capable of finishing out his term? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, our website, toddstarns.com. Coming up, Monica Crowley. Governor Mike Huckabee's going to drop by as well. And Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going great wherever you might be across the fruited plain. A lot going on today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstarnes.com. And folks, it's really one-stop shopping there. You can get columns, news stories, all sorts of great information for you. And it is all free of charge. And we love being able to provide that information for you. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Monica Crowley, had a terrific column in the New York Post. Hillary 2024 with Biden and Harris incredibly weak. Clinton sees a comeback. Monica, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Todd. Great to be back with you, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you as well. You know, Monica, we have been talking about the dilemma facing Democrats for quite some time, and I still think that Hillary Clinton's going to be in the mix here.
Well, thank you, Todd, for talking about my column, which was published yesterday in the New York Post, and I've posted it on all of my social media channels, Twitter at Monica Crowley, and on Instagram at Monica Crowley _. So please go there and check it out. But I felt compelled to write the piece because as I looked at the landscape, it's very clear that Joe Biden, by any realistic measure, is not going to be running for reelection. In fact, frankly, I don't think he's going to make it the next 3 years. So that's number one. Number two is his vice president, Kamala Harris, is historically unpopular. I mean, she's not just incompetent. She is a total mess, a mess. So the Democrats are in a bind because the guy at the top of the ticket is not going to run. And the woman who follows him is traditionally not in the same strong place that a normal vice president would be. So as I'm looking around, I'm thinking, well, really, they're going to be desperate for some sort of viable option. And they may have a few, but the one who is going to continue to insert herself in this conversation is going to be Hillary Clinton. She has spent her entire adult life, from the time she met Bill Clinton in her 20s at Yale Law School through today, and the woman is 74, she has had her eye on the prize. And the prize was not Secretary of State or First Lady or Senator from New York. It was always the presidency. She cannot believe that she has not gotten there. She cannot believe that two men who had a better sense of where the American public was at any given moment beat her, Barack Obama and then Donald Trump. She can't believe any of this. So while she's in her mid-70s, her ambition has not waned one bit. And I think if she's looking at Biden and Harris in complete and total collapse and their agenda failing in every direction, she sees that as an opportunity.
How do you see this playing out? Because if the Republicans win by the numbers I think they're going to win by in the midterms, I think you're right. It could be that Biden decides to give up the ghost, but I don't think that he's going to give up the ghost if Kamala Harris is still the VP. Do you think it's possible that maybe Clinton could replace Harris and then she could be elevated to president if Biden steps down?
Well, I know it sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory, but what we've seen over the last couple of years, Todd, is a conspiracy turns out to be true 6 months later. So, I mean, anything that we thought was unthinkable a couple of years ago has come to pass. It's all so insane. So I write about this in my column in the New York Post, which is that it's entirely possible that they will, and by they, I mean the powers that be in the deep state, on the left, and so on, make Kamala Harris an offer she cannot refuse to get out of the vice presidency. Because, you know, even though she's so bad at her job, she doesn't want to give it up, and she's not going to go quietly. So they would really have to find a way to get her out. Either they have some compromising material on her and basically threaten her to get out, or they offer her something that is like tantamount to a lateral move. Say they get Breyer to leave the Supreme Court to retire and they get her into the Supreme Court, God forbid. But they're going to have to do something to try to move her out of there. Then there's another complication. Because Kamala Harris is the first Black woman to hold high office and certainly to be vice president, there is going to be an identity politics feeding frenzy over this. If they get rid of a Black woman, they're going to feel like, well, we got to replace her with a Black woman. So that would be Stacey Abrams, Keisha Bottoms, or Michelle Obama. I don't know whether Michelle has any interest in this, but she would be very formidable if she did. So Hillary is going to have to bigfoot a lot of other aspirants in order to get this. But again, anything is possible.
Well, it is. And here's what struck me as odd, because I've been one of those people saying, don't count out Michelle Obama, even though, you know, there are all these people out there saying, well, she hates politics. She doesn't want to have anything to do with politics. And then a few days ago, the following headline popped up at CNN, Monica: Michelle Obama's urgent message about this year's midterm elections. She's jumping into the political pool here, and it does make you wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, that's right. And I do know a lot of people say, well, look, she really doesn't like the violence of electoral politics, and it was one thing for Barack to do it, and she was there to support, and she really does believe in the agenda. And I think all of that is true. But, you know, they're leading a very lucrative existence right now with a $100 million deal with Netflix, and she really enjoys her cushy life. And all of that may be true, too. I do think she is political by nature. So I do think they probably recruited her to get on the voting bill and so on and make public statements. I'm not entirely convinced she is going to make that move. If she does, that is a very dangerous situation for the Republicans, because she is incredibly popular. She's iconic. We disagree with everything she stands for. But if she were to make that move, I think she could probably bigfoot everybody, all comers on the Democrat and Republican side. It would be a very precarious thing for our side of the aisle if she were to get involved.
And the Democrats know that. And so the question is, what kind of incentives are they, you know, tossing her way to get her? And I think her husband, you know, you talk about legacy. That would be a legacy move for the Obamas.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I suspect that Barack and Michelle are actually running the Biden administration now. So the question is, and it's such a failure. So the question is, do they want to take the reins of power directly again via Michelle? That's the question that I think they're probably trying to figure out, if they really want to do that and go through that again. But I also think that the Democrats, you're right, they know that. And so they know if they reach for Michelle, then they've got a fighting chance in 24, whereas as it stands now, they really don't.
Fascinating. Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Monica Crowley. I am glad you did address one thing in this column. I saw the Twitter photo of Hillary with the sweater wrapped around her neck, sunglasses, gazing out with a single chin, and I thought to myself, wow, she looks really good. But you point out something very interesting about that photo.
Yes. Well, no, she did not have amazing plastic surgery. That photo that she posted on New Year's Day is from about 30 years ago. So
oh,
we're talking early 1990s. Yeah. And I also point out that on Christmas Day on her Twitter feed, she posted another throwback photo from like a happier time in the White House with Bill and Chelsea in front of the White House Christmas tree, and they're all smiling. So I'm making the point in the column that she is making all these public moves to basically beg the American people to picture if only Hillary had won, either in 2008 when she lost to Obama or in 16 when she lost to Trump, if only. And just picture that, given what a catastrophe the current Democratic leadership is. So she's reaching back to this like Clintonian nostalgia to try to drum up some like warm feelings about them. I think that's a heavy lift. The other thing that I point out, Todd, which I don't think anybody else has identified, is that she has now tasked her inner circle with rehabilitation. So Bill is out there now, although I make the point, I think he's beyond repair in the Me Too era. I don't think he can surmount that. But the more fascinating one is Huma Abedin, her longtime confidant and close friend. She is out there with a memoir and all kinds of interviews where she is trying to engender sympathy that she was married to this serial sexter and lech, Anthony Weiner. And it seems to me that this is a cleanup operation, even to some extent the Clinton Foundation. This is a cleanup operation which tells me she's up to something.
Fascinating. All right. Well, Monica, we look forward to hearing your analysis all through the political season. Great column, and we have a link to it on the live show blog. We're going to leave it there. Monica, hope you have a great weekend.
Always my pleasure to join you. Todd, thank you so much. God bless.
Take care. All right. The great Monica Crowley. What do you think here, folks? Monica Crowley suggesting that Hillary Clinton is angling for 2024. The concern she has is, and it's mine as well, is Michelle Obama. And if she decides to run, that could be dangerous for Republicans. And I want you to just, again, step back and look at the current political climate. What is it the Democrats have been shoving down our throats for the past couple of years? Race, race, race. Look at what Joe Biden just did. Went down to Atlanta and called all of you Trump supporters a bunch of white supremacists, racist. If you don't support his so-called Voting Rights Act, you are a white supremacist. So there is a narrative out there. And what better way to enforce the narrative than for the Democrats to put up a powerful black candidate? And Michelle Obama would fit that mold to a T. So you may dismiss her that she's never run for office. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's something much bigger at play here. And they know, the Democrats know, the button for Americans is race. And you could have a very ugly situation on our hands. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. We're going to get to your calls. Hang tight. I want to play some audio for you. This is President Biden from just a few moments ago. Can I just say this? It has been a horrific, horrific week for this White House. The Supreme Court ruling, the Democrats missing out, they could not get the filibuster pushed through. It has been a bad week. Here's President Biden.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done. We're going to get a lot of them done, I might add. But this is something we did get done.
Wait, what? What? So there's a lot of disappointments, a lot of stuff we haven't gotten done. We're going to get them done, but we got them done. What? And he sounds out of breath, right? Was that just me? Did he sound out of breath? Something's not. Let's go back and listen again. Let's take a listen.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done. We're going to get a lot of them done, I might add. But this is something we did get done.
Jeez, Alou. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Keith in North Carolina on the Talk Station wants to weigh in on Michelle Obama. Hey, Keith, what's going on?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Are y'all expecting snow, too?
Keith, we are very concerned about this. You know that typically we don't get a lot of snow in these parts, and they're saying we could get about four inches of it.
That's funny when you go to a town and people don't know how to drive in the snow. A lot of them don't even know how to drive, period.
Well, that's true. But in fairness, after living in New York City for 15 years, Keith, I will say this. New Yorkers don't know how to drive in the snow either. So for what it's worth. So, all right, let's talk about Michelle Obama, though. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I might have brought this up a while back on your show, that we got to watch Michelle Obama. Now, this is what I would do if I was in charge of the Democrat Party right now. I would find a way to get rid of Kamala, and I would have Michelle appointed as VP. And then about 6 months from then, Joe would suddenly take a turn for the worst, and he would voluntarily resign, move Michelle up as presidency, and then she will have 2 years to prove her competence. And if she's able to do that, it'd be a tough row to hoe for any candidate that ran against her.
Keith, that's a pretty brilliant observation and thought. I mean, that makes sense. Because ultimately, you know, this is about experience. And if you're able to put somebody in there for 2 years, they could either dispel that or prove that, you know, they're not qualified. So I guess that would be a good scenario for the Democrats.
I would think so.
All right.
Well, Todd, it's been great listening to you again. You have a great day.
Keith, you do as well. God bless you, sir. Wow, what a great, you know, I hadn't really thought about that, but that could be a possibility. Who do you think the vice president would be? Let's just say it's Michelle or Hillary. Who do you think the VP would be?
If I was choosing, I would put Michelle Obama as the president and Hillary as the vice president.
You see, I would go, here's the problem. The one problem, it's all about identity politics with the Dems. So you've got black, you've got female, you got to have gay in there somewhere.
Oh.
I'm thinking Mayor Pete.
Oh, that's fair. I just think she's so much more likable than Hillary. Like, just from a PR perspective.
Michelle Obama?
Yes.
1,000% yes.
So, you know.
1,000%.
People did not like Hillary. There were people who voted for her, but nobody liked her.
Oh, even the Democrats can't stand her.
Exactly. But Michelle Obama, you could get by with the likability factor.
Yes. I mean, and there had always been talks that, you know, Hillary, you know, she was, they compare her to Eleanor Roosevelt.
No.
But because Eleanor was not that well liked either.
Oh,
back in the day.
Well,
and there were some other issues, but we're not going to go there.
I mean, Michelle Obama, though, she's much better looking and has a better style, and I'm sorry that matters.
Wow. Okay. For the record, for you Cheeto-eating people that are taking notes for media,
that
matters.
Was me.
Okay. That was Grace Baker. So women are allowed to critique other women's appearances. Is that true?
Oh, of course.
Really? I'm fascinated by that. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So there you have it, folks. Keith brings up an interesting point here. Michelle Obama comes in. They get rid of Kamala, bring in Michelle Obama, VP. Biden goes away either by natural causes or by natural, I mean, he's senile and they booted him out because of that. He's incompetent. Or you've got some sort of a criminal scandal. Either way, I think they've got plenty of dirt on Joe to make him go away. And then Michelle is your president of the United States. I don't think that's all that far-fetched. And I'm telling you, if I'm a Democrat, I would be throwing whatever we could at Michelle Obama to get her to be the candidate. Because Monica Crowley's right. She is dangerous for Republicans. Oh, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Hang tight. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Extravaganza. Great to have you with us today, folks. President Biden giving a speech. And we got to play this audio for Governor Mike Huckabee. He'll be on in just a moment. But I want you to hear what President Biden had to say about the highways and the byways of the United States of America.
As we prepare to celebrate Dr. King's birthday, we're also reminded that too often bridges and highways were built through the heart of historic communities, particularly black communities, cutting off families, churches, and businesses.
We're going to use our infrastructure investments to reconnect communities.
So what does that mean? Are they going to tear down all the interstates and the bridges? Everything is racist with these people. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend and great American patriot, Governor Mike Huckabee. Hey, Gov.
Todd, good to be back with you. You always wonder, what in the world is he talking about? It just doesn't make sense most of the time. And this was another great example. I just don't even know what his goals are anymore.
You know, it's they're playing the race card. Something is up here, and they know that race is the hot button issue in America, which is, you know, that awful speech he delivered down in Atlanta. You know, as a Southerner, those kinds of, I mean, I'm just really sick of it, and it's downright offensive.
We've made so many great strides in this country in my lifetime, and we've begun to live the true vision of Dr. King. And this is a laudable goal that we would be judged by the content of our character and not by the color of our skin. This is finally a place we're getting to in the country. And it's like he wants to roll back to the days of Bull Connor and George Wallace, who, by the way, were both Democrats. I don't think he brought that up when he was in Atlanta. But you know it's bad when even Dick Durbin runs from him and Stacey Abrams doesn't want to be seen in public with him. I mean, he's not had a bad week. It's been a disastrous week. I can't imagine what would have made this week worse than maybe him tumbling down the steps of Air Force One and Kamala Harris come running to his rescue and kick him instead of help him up. I don't know.
Oh,
I can't
gosh.
Imagine.
Jeez, Lou. No, it really is a bad week for him. And you do wonder, you know, he was coming out of the meeting with the Democrats on Capitol Hill, and there was a moment where he completely loses it in front of the cameras, saying it's not about casting votes, it's about counting the vote.
Yeah. You know, what I think he may not have remembered is that it was Stalin who used to say, it doesn't matter how many votes are cast, it matters who counts the votes. And I was thinking he fell into the very thing that people are trying to prevent. The reason that Republicans and I think sensible Democrats find objectionable about this federal voting bill is that it doesn't have the safeguards in place. Everyone I know, every Republican I know, wants to make sure that every single eligible legal voter has an opportunity to vote without complication. What they don't want is for people who have no right to vote. Are people who vote twice, are people who vote someone else's ballot. That's all in the world it is. And, you know, I find it so very disgusting that the media doesn't hold Joe Biden accountable for things he says. It is much easier to vote in Georgia than it is in Delaware. Easier to vote in Georgia than it is in Colorado, where they moved the All-Star game. So the hypocrisy of this and the duplicity and the pure dishonesty, and of course he had to bring up that he once got arrested for being a civil rights protester, which is an outright lie. He might as well have said that he was on the helicopter with Brian Williams when they were being shot at, and he was running off the airplane with Hillary in Bosnia when she got shot at. I mean, he just makes this stuff up.
And the media gives him a pass, except for the Washington Post, to their credit. They've been throwing out the Pinocchios left and right when it comes to Joe Biden whenever he opens his mouth. And that leads me to wonder, are they setting the stage for a moment when Biden is told, you got to go, that's it?
It's hard to know. I can't imagine that they're all salivating at the thought of President Kamala Harris. She had a week that it was equally bad as Joe Biden's. Her interview on the Today Show, it was embarrassing. My gosh, it just reeked of somebody who was utterly unprepared, not just for the interview, but for the job that she holds.
You know, yesterday we got word from YouTube that they were pulling our show. They said we were spreading misinformation on our national radio show, and they pulled us. Spotify, now you got people going after Joe Rogan, wanting him to be pulled off of that platform. I mean, Governor, this is a serious issue facing our country, this cancel culture censorship mob.
The frightening thing about this, there was a time in America where if somebody said something that others believed to be untrue, the way that you contradicted it was that you said what you thought was the truth and let the public decide which one made the most sense or which one was the most credible based on the evidence that was presented. Today, if you say something that is politically incorrect, according to some 20-year-old YouTube monitor, it's not just that the other people are given a platform. Your platform is taken away. And this is really a disturbing trend, and it's to the demise of free speech, free thought, free enterprise, and really to the demise of the country.
How do you think things are looking and shaping up for 2022 for the Republicans? What are you seeing out there, Gov?
I think there's going to be a lot of Republicans who will need to get some U-Hauls to take their things to D.C. because they're going to be occupying House and Senate offices. And there's going to be a lot of Republican governors who will be taking office this year. It's going to be, a huge year for the Republicans unless, and let me throw this in, unless the Republicans are stupid and they don't develop their own positive message. The one thing they have to understand is, yes, the Democrats are imploding before our eyes, but what they also need to do is to give the American people a reason to vote for them, not just reasons to vote against the Democrats.
I think that's terrific advice. What's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, I think you'll find this interesting. Nick Searcy, the actor and director, producer, and all-around Hollywood guy, who is a conservative, is going to be on our show. He was at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He didn't plan to do a film about it, but because of all the things that have been misrepresented, he has put together a documentary. We're going to be talking to him about that, about the arrest of the head of the Oath Keepers for sedition and conspiracy. Honestly, I think it's going to be a very revealing conversation with Nick Searcy about what did and what did not happen on January 6th a year ago.
Fascinating. Well, that's coming up on The Huckabee Show this coming weekend on TBN, ladies and gentlemen. And we have links to all of the governor's websites and info over on our live show blog. All right, Governor. Well, you know, we're getting ready for snow here in Memphis. I don't know what it's doing over in Arkansas.
I hope it goes your way and not ours. A couple of weeks or last week when we had it. I don't want to see it again. I'm done with snow. I'm done with ice. Bring on the sunshine.
I love it. All right, Governor, look, have a great weekend, and we always appreciate you coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Good guy right there, Governor Mike Huckabee, and a big show this weekend with Nick Searcy. That is going to be must-see TV. All right, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be going to the phones, but we also wanted to throw out a trivia question for today. We had told you, you had to pay attention, had to be watching this or listening to the show this week, and here is our first question. We talked about a grade school in Illinois that is defending a controversial after-school club. What kind of a club is causing the controversy? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The question again, a grade school in Illinois defending a controversial after-school club. What sort of club is causing the controversy? We'll be right back. So, Grace Baker, I was checking my notes, and I got a message from our good buddy, Jeff Stein. You know, Jeff fills in for us, radio station KXEL, Waterloo, Iowa, and just does a terrific job.
Jeff is great.
And, he was hearing us complaining about the 4 inches of snow we're getting. That's like a blizzard for us. I mean, we get a snowflake, you can't find a gallon of milk anywhere in the Mid-South.
That is
seriously
true.
By the way, you know, I realized, geez, Lou, I got to go to the – I was – normally Friday is grocery shopping day at the Kroger. And I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going anywhere near the Kroger today.
Nah, probably best to avoid it.
So, I mean, a snowflake, no milk. I can only imagine what it looks like with 4 inches of snow on the way.
Oh, I can't – no.
So Stein says, 4 inches of snow, hold my beer. We've got 10 inches on the way. Oh, my beer.
Completely. It doesn't hold a candle to Iowa. And
no.
I've been I've been there in Des Moines when they had their first blizzard of the season, and it is nothing like here in Memphis.
It's terrible. It's horrible.
You're right. It's like in Memphis, it just sprinkles a little snow, and next thing you know, all the bread's gone, all the milk's gone. 2% whole fat skim milk, almond milk, you can't find any of it.
Okay, that's not a real thing.
There might be some soy milk left.
Almond milk is not a real thing, and don't say soy.
I drink almond milk.
Why? It's not milk. It's like juice.
It doesn't matter.
It's almond juice.
It's healthier, and I don't know, it's just easier on the stomach.
But it's not milk. It's juice.
Almond juice, almond milk, I don't care. It doesn't trick. Right.
Well, anyway, thank you, Mr. Stein. We feel a whole lot better now. So we do have shovels, though, snow shovels. We were using a regular shovel the last time we got a blizzard. That was not very good. All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got some folks that want to try their hand at trivia. Tom in Pennsylvania. I bet you guys get snow in Pennsylvania, Tom.
We're expecting more this weekend.
Jeez, Lou. All right, well, let's try to win you a prize here. We wanted to know the name of the club, the after-school club causing controversy in Illinois. What kind of a club was that?
LGBT and whatever other letters you got.
Oh, Tom, no, that was not it, but good try. Let's go to Dallas from Maryland. Oh, that's confusing. So wait a second. Dallas, you live in Maryland?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if there's a Maryland who lives in Dallas. Now, that could be...
A little confusing.
A little confusing, but that's okay. All right, Dallas. Let's see here. What is the name? So we had one guy try it, didn't get it right. What kind of an after-school club?
It's the Satan Club.
Satan. Yes, you are correct, Dallas. Is it the Moline Elementary School? And the school board signed off on a Satan Club. The school board said, well, if kids can worship Jesus in the Good News Club, they should be able to worship Satan too. So there you go.
Don't put nothing past them.
Right. Look, Dallas, homeschool, homeschool, homeschool.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What part of Maryland are you calling from?
I'm in Annapolis right now, but I live in the suburbs of Baltimore.
Well, it's a great area. We got a great affiliate down there, WCBM, and good people there.
I listen to Shaw every morning.
Well, you're very kind to do that. Well, Dallas, hang tight. Congratulations. We're going to send you a prize package in the mail. Grace is going to pick up the phone, and she's going to get all of your intel. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Charles. He's been hanging on for a while. Charles, what's on your mind from WSIC?
Hey, happy Friday, Todd. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Todd, I want to just add something to what Governor Huckabee just said. You know, one of the concerns that us conservatives has is that we win elections, but once we win, we don't follow through. And I was reading, I don't know if you read Kevin McCarthy's statement the other day, that if the Republicans retake the House, that there's four things they're going to do. Stop the flow of drugs, parents, Bill of Rights, make it safe for a person to open up a business. I mean, it's just so vague. And I think to create the enthusiasm to get the Republican base to turn out so that we can gain these seats that we're projecting we're going to gain and change the country, for a long time, that we need to have something that we had in 1994, a contract with America. Correct. Yeah. And I wrote down some things, and I'm going to send it to Kevin McCarthy, and I just want to get your thoughts on it. But we've got to draw the distinction between us and these socialist Democrats. Number one, build a border wall, complete the border wall. Number two is we have to empower ICE to start deporting all these people that have broken our laws to come into this country. And I realize you're talking about millions of people. One of the ways I think we can do that is to put a tax on financial transactions, such as Western Union, people who are non-U.S. citizens, not green card, and not green card holders, who are sending money out of the country. Put a tax on it at 50 to 75%, something like that. Repeal the vaccine and mask mandates. You got to do that. How about this? How about all the damage that's been done? How about repealing the infrastructure bill? We've got to change the course of things that have already happened. How about requiring congressional approval to deploy troops longer than 30 days so we don't get involved in any more of these endless wars? How about cutting off the pandemic aid to all these people who are not working so that we can bring these people back into the workforce, because it's an insult to people like myself that have continued to work. How about opening the Keystone Pipeline, allowing drilling on federal lands, and becoming energy independent again? How about launching these investigative committees to not only investigate Joe Biden, but the Clintons and all this corruption? How about announcing that we're going to cut off federal aid to all these colleges and schools that promote CRT and DEI, diversity and equity inclusion? And finally, Todd, I think that we're at a point in our history right now, like we were in the 1860s, where there's just such a clear path between the Republican, conservative, liberty movement, and socialist. And I think, and I would like to see that if we have the numbers in Congress for a constitutional amendment, 28th Amendment, to be proposed, that says this: free market capitalism is the official economic system of the United States. The production, ownership, and distribution of goods and services shall be controlled by private individuals and entities, and not the federal government or state governments. And that government's role shall be to pass laws to create and ensure free and fair competition, such as busting up all these big tech companies and taking away their Section 230. But I think if Congress will propose that, it's going to take 36 states to ratify it. If that happens, you're going to make the entire Democratic Party platform illegal, because in my opinion, capitalism is the only economic system that can legally exist in this country.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Private property. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on that, and I think it's a great contract you lined out there, Charles. The concerns I have, the Republicans just need to start doing what they promise, and if they do that, that's great. But Kevin McCarthy and what he put out there, yeah, I'm with you. That was a big yawner. And now McCarthy's got another big problem, and we're going to get into that right after the right at the top of the hour news break. But McCarthy apparently did a radio interview a few days after the January 6th attack, and he said that he had personally spoken to President Trump, and President Trump had taken responsibility for the attack. So if that, we're going to get into that in the next hour. This is just breaking. So we'll follow those developments and try to get that information to you. Charles, thanks for the call. It's good stuff. What do you think, folks? Do the Republicans need a contract with America? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition, everybody. Hey, we've got another trivia question coming up in just a little while. Also, a crazy story about Yale University and some suggestions on what you should know if you get carjacked. This is from our friends at the Philadelphia Police Department. And if you live in a major American city, you're going to want to pay attention to that segment. Also, we are very excited about our growing app platform, and we want you to download the Todd Starnes Radio Show app. Now, that exists on the website mighty990.com. That's mighty with the numbers 990, mighty990.com. And just look for the app button there, and you'll be able to sign up and get yourself on the app. We're growing by leaps and bounds, folks. What can you say? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So yesterday on the program, word came down late that the Supreme Court had, in fact, ruled on this OSHA mandate from the Biden administration, the Supreme Court suspending the mandate for businesses over 100 workers, but certain healthcare workers would still be forced to comply with this mandate. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, one of the organizations that was representing a lot of Christian ministries, our good friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom. Ryan Bangert is the senior counsel there and is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hey, Ryan, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
So, we're excited for the businesses, but the reality is that you've got some healthcare workers that are still going to, you know, be forced to comply with this mandate. Give us your take on what happened yesterday.
Well, that's right. I mean, there were two mandates that were before the Supreme Court on the 7th when they heard oral argument. The first was a mandate that was issued by OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that covered private employers with 100 or more employees. And that one covered right around 80 to 84 million workers nationwide. It's a dramatic exercise of federal power. That mandate, the court found, was simply not lawful. And the reason the court found that was because OSHA far overshot its statutory authority. The court looked at OSHA's statute, the OSHA Act, and nowhere in that statute could the court find an authority granted by Congress to OSHA to implement a nationwide vaccine mandate for all employers. So that's great news for federalism, great news for the rule of law. But as you pointed out, there's a second mandate at issue, and that was the one that was issued by CMS, Center for Medicaid Services, Medicare and Medicaid Services. And that mandate covers approximately 10 million healthcare workers nationwide. The way it does so is it applies to facilities that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding, and basically says that if you are working at one of those facilities, you have to be vaccinated with some minor exceptions. The court left that one stand. In fact, it unwound an injunction that had been issued against it. And the reason the court found that that one was okay was the CMS statute, which was different from the OSHA statute, the court found had a close enough tie to protecting health and safety at these healthcare facilities that there was at least some authority on the part of CMS to issue it. So that one is still in place.
Ryan, let me jump in here. So is this over? I mean, this is just a suspension. So where are we with the court fight? Is it now over, or is there more to this?
Well, it's not over officially, but I think the court, at least in the OSHA context, dealt a fatal blow to the regulation. The court's ruling was that the mandate issued by OSHA is very likely outside of OSHA's statutory authority. And you had that by a vote of 6-3. I don't think there's any chance the court is going to find later that, in fact, it is within OSHA's authority. There's really no reason for the court to change its mind on that. And so this is going back down to the Sixth Circuit. We do represent multiple clients there. But I think the writing is on the wall. Same, though, unfortunately, for the CMS mandate. The court found by a vote of 5-4 in that case that the mandate issued by CMS was within its statutory authority. Now, the court didn't address a number of other questions that were raised around whether or not CMS did this the right way, whether there are constitutional issues. So it curiously left several questions unanswered in that case. So maybe that one, there's some room for further development.
I see. All right. Ryan Bangert, ladies and gentlemen, senior counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, representing, among others, the Daily Wire. Ryan, we appreciate the great work you guys are doing, and congratulations on the big day.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate all you do, and we'll keep fighting for freedom and limited government.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, Ryan, God bless. Have a great weekend. That's Ryan Bangert with the Alliance Defending Freedom, senior counsel, weighing in on yesterday's Supreme Court ruling. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, we talk about Patriot Mobile. We just had Ryan on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We love these guys. I've had a chance to meet the owner of Patriot Mobile, had a wonderful dinner together down in Dallas a couple of months back. And these folks are the real deal. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they actually donate a lot of their money to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And they've got an incredible opportunity, an incredible deal just for our listeners. If you switch to Patriot Mobile, use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use. And best of all, they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veterans and first responder heroes. So get this. You're going to get a great discount already. But then if you're a veteran or first responder, they're going to tack on an additional discount. I've already heard from a lot of you guys who have made the switch and are very happy. All you need to do, if you want more information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And you just use the promo code Todd. Now, just think about this for a moment. I mean, how often do we complain about these big box stores, the big businesses? They're always coming after conservatives. They're always funding the cancel culture mob. Would it not be great for all of us to pull our money out of that environment and put it into companies like Patriot Mobile? And that's why we support the good folks over at Patriot Mobile. All right, I've got to share this story with you before we go to break here. This is from Yale University. So kids are going back for a second semester or spring semester, and they've got a lot of great restaurants. I've been to New Haven a time or two. A lot of great restaurants, great, vibrant downtown area. Much like over at the University of Memphis. What is it, that Highland Strip? And all sorts of wonderful restaurants, pubs, you name it. So anyway, there's one place called Lewis's Restaurant. It's lunch. Lewis's Lunch. It's been around since 1895. And Yale University sent out a message to every student. Because of the China virus, they are no longer allowing students to eat off campus. So you're not allowed to go to any diner. You're not allowed to go to any business off campus because of the China virus rules. As a matter of fact, you can't even, if you're a Yale student, you're not even allowed to go to a pub or a restaurant that has an outdoor seating area. And the students are going bonkers. They say this is like a communist-style crackdown, and it is. And one of the people said they're just un-American nut jobs, and it's true, they are. This is what's happening in the Ivy League, and you got to pay attention to this kind of stuff. This is an opportunity for us as conservatives to explain, hey, look, you want to be able to go eat a hamburger sandwich over at Lewis's Lunch? Well, let me tell you what the conservatives are all about. It's as simple as that, folks. So my sympathies to the young kids over at Yale University, but you guys are basically grounded. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. Somebody just sent me a text message. They said, Starns, it's not a winter storm. They've got names now. All right, what are you talking about? What? You know, like the hurricanes. Hurricane, you know, Butch, or Hurricane, you know, Dirk. I don't know. Hurricane Sally.
Yes.
You can't say Karen because, you know, everybody gets all.
That's true.
Flustered. Offended. Yes. But apparently the Weather Channel started this where they're naming the winter storms.
Oh, so we're just naming everything.
So
now
we're on letter I, apparently.
Oh.
I don't know what the. So we're about to get hit by Winter Storm Izzy.
I like the name.
Izzy?
Uh-huh.
What is that short for? Izzard?
I think it's just Izzy.
Izzy. Really? All right. It's just weird. You know, it's going to be difficult moving forward because parents are coming up with weird names for their kids.
Oh, that's true.
And the spellings are just off the charts. I always know when there's a millennial, I'm signing a book for a millennial because their name, like, for example, if your name is Sue, like, you know, the traditional spelling of Sue is...
S-U-E.
Sue, right. But nowadays it would be S-I-E-U-X or something like that. It's the craziest stuff.
But Todd, who named the millennials?
I know. It's my generation.
Yes.
I know.
So y'all are to blame.
We're screwed up. You know, we're the Breakfast Club generation.
Yes.
It is what it is. Anyway, so there you go. By the way, tomorrow, so bundle up for Izzy. Tomorrow in Washington, D.C., Grace Baker. if you do not have a government-authorized passport, vaccine passport, you will not be welcome in Washington, D.C.
Man.
Starting tomorrow.
I'm glad I didn't.
Right?
Man, I'm glad I canceled my weekend D.C. trip.
You've got that right. You've got that right. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Anna from Georgia, WDUN. All right, Anna, what's going on?
I want to tell you that I don't think Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama needs to be a president. Hillary Clinton got the dossier against Trump with Russia. In Benghazi, she let them men get killed, wouldn't give them no help. There's three or four of them. And the uranium, her and Obama sold uranium. And where's the money where they sold the uranium? And then Obama, he's starting Iran up again. He started to start with. And now he's even got land over there in Iran that they give him for helping him like that. And Obama's running the White House again. And Michelle Obama said when Obama got elected, she had never liked the United States till now, till Obama was put in his White House. And I don't have any use for either one of them scum. Hillary Clinton needs to be in jail for the dossier, and Bill Clinton needs to be in jail, prison, both of them, for molesting them little teenage girls. They both need to be in prison serving time.
Anna, I like how you think. We got to throw the word allegedly in there for the attorneys, but I like the way you think, Anna.
Yes, and all these people, I'll tell you this, that's putting Christianity down.
Yes, ma'am.
They better get their hearts right with God, because you remember the rich man was in hell and he begged for just a drop of water on his tongue. And these people better think, because that's where they're going to end up.
Woo! That's a sermon.
Thank you so much.
That's a sermon. All right. Thank you, Anna. From
including those Soros.
Ooh, oh, yeah. You can't forget George Soros. That's right. All right. All right, Anna, thanks for the call. And Anna from WDUN, that's a little sermon right there. I'm not quite sure I heard anything I disagree with in that. So amen and hallelujah, as they say. All right. Interesting story from the Daily Mail. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Wearing a face mask makes you more attractive to the opposite sex. This is according to a new study. The study found wearing a face mask makes you appear more attractive. Cardiff University, they did a study, asked 43 women to rank men's faces with different items covering their face. The study found that men with blue medical face masks were the most attractive. No, I'm telling you, this is what it says here. Cardiff University says that the masks make both men and women more appealing to the eye. Is that true? The pictures were shown with two different kinds of face masks, with a book partially covering the faces and with nothing covering the faces at all. Both a blue medical mask and a plain cloth mask were used in the study. Participants said those faces wearing surgical masks were the most attractive. Now, Grace, I want to ask you, you're a woman. I want to ask you a question here. What would you find more attractive, a guy wearing a face burqa or a man who is walking down the street with a nude face on?
Well, when you put it like that, no. I mean, definitely the person without the face mask. But it is a little funny because I was talking about this earlier with you. It's like you've got the face mask on and it's like you're sitting there trying to imagine what they look like underneath. It's almost like a masquerade ball and you're just like, maybe they're really good looking. Maybe they're like really good looking. And then they take it off and you're like, ooh.
It's kind of like when you get the chocolates with the cream filling.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, there's one or two there. You're like, oh, that looks delicious. And when you bite into it, you're like, boom.
Yep.
It's the raspberry. Oh. Can't stand raspberry filling. I don't like raspberry filling in chocolate.
Teach their own. It's a free country.
For me, Grace, you know what it tells me? That guy's a Democrat.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I think most.
Here's the thing. If I see somebody drive, and I still see people driving in their cars with a face mask on, that's where I'm like, nope. Or if I see them walking their dog with a face mask on, I'm like, nope, you're dumb.
All right. I'm curious, ladies.
If they're indoors, I'm like, okay. But if you're outdoors or you're in your car by yourself and you're wearing a face mask, I'm going to judge you.
You have a problem.
I'm going to judge you.
Ladies, do you agree or disagree with Grace? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mike from Eads, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm just getting sick of hearing how things are going to get better when the Republicans win at the next at the midterms. Charles was just on saying McCarthy should come up with a new platform, which is true. But the problem is not the platform. The problem is McCarthy, McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and all these rhinos. Nothing is going to change, and we're just going to lose it all again. They got Glenn Youngkin's win in Virginia right in front of them. Seeing how he won, he's not even a conservative. He won because the parents were ticked off and had conservative ideas and wanted things to change. McCarthy and those people, they don't even see that. I'm sick of it. Nothing's going to change. I've lost all hope. I don't care anymore.
Mike, don't lose hope, my friend. Look, I hear you, and I hear the frustration in your voice. I've been there myself. But I think that we can do this. And I think Donald Trump has shown us the path to not just victory, but the path to sustained victory and leadership. Mike, I want you to hang tight. We're going to talk about this more after the break. 844-747-8868. Tony Perkins, by the way, coming up. But folks, don't lose hope. We can win this. We can win this, I promise you. We'll be right back. Where's Grace? Grace Baker. Grace, turn your mic on.
No need to shout.
Sorry, Grace. Are you a big See's candy fan? The California candy?
No.
See's candy?
Oh, I've had it like once before. Do they do chocolate?
It's chocolate.
Yep, I've had it, and it was delicious.
So one of the people that used to work on the show, he was dating a girl, and she was from California, moved to Tennessee, and she loved See's candy. So that kid goes all the way out to California, gets her some See's candy, and now they're getting engaged.
Yep, but let's clarify. Did he go out to California just to get the candy, or was he out there anyway?
Unclear, but I told him, I said, you could have ordered that online. You didn't have to fly all the way out to California. That's a bit of a hike, but it makes a great story for the grandkids.
Yeah, it does.
I'm just saying.
That came out of left field.
Oh, well, there's a reason why. I almost forgot to explain the reason why. So today, See's Candy is throwing a Twitter party.
Oh.
And you have a chance to win prizes, all this kind of cool. Anyway, it's trending on Twitter.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, gotcha. Why is See's Candy? You know, anytime something trends on Twitter, it's normally bad news. And trust me, I know from personal experience. I've trended a time or two. So anyway, See's Candy, that's the hashtag. That's S-E-E-S candies. And actually, it's some really good candy out there. So, if you're into that kind of stuff, you might want to get yourself some. So.
Free shout out there.
There you go. They don't pay us to say that. They ought to, but they don't. Hey, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line real quick. Our good friend, the president of Family Research Council, Tony Perkins. Hey, Tony, how's it going today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Just eating a piece of candy and doing well.
Now, look, I will say this. They've got nothing on the candies that you guys send out, the Perkins family sends out for Christmas.
Oh, yes, the Perkins pralines. You know, it's a fallback gig for me. If I ever lose my day job, we're going to make pralines.
You see, I missed this year, and I thought, I bet I forgot to send Tony Perkins my address. So somebody in California or somebody in New York City was enjoying some pralines.
That's right. We need to get that new address. Yes. And I had to rely on the rest of the team to make the pralines this year. So get us that address and we'll get the pralines.
I'll take care of that. That's the top business item of the day. Tony, we've been following the Supreme Court developments, and I know that you guys have been leading the fight there. It got to be good news coming out of the Supreme Court yesterday for you guys.
It certainly was when it came to the OSHA mandate, and it, what everyone was saying, you know, all across the country, that this was government overreach, and even the administration acknowledging it, you know, with some of their verbiage going into it, but doing it anyway. And that's the problem we see oftentimes with the Democrats, is they know it's unconstitutional, but they think they can get away with it. And fortunately, the court acted expeditedly and put a stop to it, at least, you know, for now. The case still has to make its way through, but most likely this is the final word.
Yeah, we were speaking with Alliance Defending Freedom in, earlier in this hour, actually, and that's what the attorney there said. 6-3 ruling, there's not much that's going to sway anybody's opinion there. So no. I think there was a lot of surprise, and there's been a lot of conservative pushback against Brett Kavanaugh for siding with the liberals on the court on the health care workers, though.
Yeah, and that's troubling because for a couple of reasons. One is you've got 18 million healthcare workers that now, you know, oftentimes people think, well, this is just people who get Medicaid or Medicare funding. Well, this is almost any healthcare institution in America because of Medicare and Medicaid. Those patients, if they go to the same place you do, your doctor has to abide by these government regulations. But I think the really something we need to, as a takeaway from this, Todd, just a reminder, where there's government cash, there's government control. And that's essentially what that was the dividing line in a very simplistic layman view of yesterday's two differing decisions, is where there's government cash, there's government control.
And that's a very disappointing thing to hear, but that's the reality of politics in Washington, D.C. You know, it's really interesting, though, Tony, the Trump appointees to the bench, I don't see any Antonin Scalias in that bunch. They've been sort of all over the place in the early days of their service on the Supreme Court.
It's going to take a while to get settled. I mean, I was having conversations the other day about the missing Scalia and his deep understanding of the Constitution, and almost every opinion he wrote was an educational piece. I do think that Justice Alito is going to fill those shoes. I mean, he has a deep understanding of the Constitution. I think it's going to take a while for those that President Trump put on the bench to get their footing and to be able to establish that kind of reputation on the court. They're still pretty new.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council. Tony, were you surprised by, we're not going to name names here, that's not the point of this, but were you surprised that there were some major Christian ministries out there that decided, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and comply until the court rules? Were you surprised by that?
Surprised, no. Disappointed, yes. First off, look, I think when we're dealing, I've said this many times in my program, I'm not opposed to the vaccine. That's between you and your doctor, all right? I think you make that decision.
Right.
What I am opposed to 100% is the government mandating something that you must inject in your body, that we're now beginning to see that its effectiveness is very questionable. In fact, there are many concerns that are being raised now about how many times we've got to inject ourselves with these vaccines. So I don't think we should comply willingly with these mandates from the government, especially when we knew that this case was before the court. Clear overreach. People on the left and right recognized that. So, I was disappointed in that, not necessarily surprised by some of those ministries. But look, I think we have to stand for our Constitution. We are citizens of this country. And the agreement by which we are governed as Americans is the Constitution. And we have a right to appeal to that Constitution. And, you know, I just don't think we should lay down our freedoms easily.
You see, I'm with you on that, Tony. And that's what really, I wouldn't say terrified me, but it greatly concerned me throughout the pandemic when we saw the churches willingly shutting down. And I don't think the churches have yet, a lot of them have yet to recover from that.
Well, they haven't, and frankly, this might offend some people, but those that have not recovered is probably a good thing, because most of those people have gone over to churches that are willing to stand for the truth. I don't think the churches, look, I was supportive of the churches in the initial wave, you know, 15 days to slow the spread, and then it went to 30. So, okay, you know, we'll do our part. But then when you had local governments jumping on, using this as an opportunity to silence and shut down churches, look, there comes a time when you have to consider, what is your call, what is your mission, what is your purpose? And you're just going to have to obey God and not listen to the dictates of man and let the, you know, you face the consequences. I understand that. But, you know, most of those, if there's just a few left remaining, almost every one of those pastors who took a stand, they won not only in the legal system in the court, but they also won in the court of public opinion when it came to attendance, because most of those churches have exploded in growth because people are looking for truth. They're looking for those who will stand up for what is right and not shut the doors out of fear of a vaccine or a fear of a virus or fear of government mandates.
Well said. Now, Tony, where can folks go, you know, if they want to get information on what you guys are up to and anything big on the horizon that you guys are a part of?
Well, then go to frc.org and keep up with what we're working on. There's, I tell you what's happening right now, Todd, is preparation for what's going to be happening in this year with the elections, because what would be best for America's economy right now is for the Republicans to take control of Congress and to bring gridlock to Washington, D.C., so that the bad policies that are driving the 7% increase in prices and inflation by the Biden administration will put the brakes on it.
No, you're absolutely right, Tony. And we've got a fight. It's going to be a long, hard fight, but you're right. And I'm glad you guys are in that fight as well. And gridlock is the key to all of this. All right, Tony, we're going to have to leave it there. Great stuff as always. And look forward to getting that praline-ness in the mail.
Give me the address and you'll get the praline.
All right, Tony Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, one of the good guys in Washington, D.C., and a ministry that you can rely on, a ministry that you can trust. And we are supporters, and I hope that you will be too. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. We've got another trivia question. Grace, this is kind of, the more I thought about it, I guess it's kind of morbid.
Yeah, but you suggested it. And you're the boss.
I know, so but I need the pushback, though. You should have said, Todd, that's a stupid idea.
For a Friday.
But you know what? We really don't have much of a choice because that's the only trivia question we have. Before we get to the trivia question, Caleb Park just sent some video. We're posting up on the website from Epcot Center in Disney World.
Disney World, yeah.
There is a 7-hour wait for something called Figment popcorn. What is
Figment popcorn?
Yeah, what is a Figment popcorn bucket?
Well, there was a ride called Figment's Journey into the Imagination that was like really popular. So you said it's a popcorn bucket?
It's called, the line for the Figment popcorn
bucket.
So
it must have the dragon on it.
Oh, is that a dragon?
Yeah, it's a little dragon.
Man, you see, I just sort of lost touch with Disney after Mickey and Minnie and Goofy.
Oh. Well, Figment, it's, you know, not
when they got to like
that.
Uncle Scrooge and all that kind of stuff, I just sort of lost interest. So, all right, look, well, we'll figure that out. But anyway, there's a 7-hour wait, and it seems to me I could just go down to Kroger and get some Orville Redenbacher. Are you seeing this?
I see the picture of what it actually is, though.
What is it?
It's like literally the little dragon. Like, it's not a traditional popcorn bucket size. I'm going to send you a picture.
I want it. Well, that doesn't help on radio.
I know, but you can help me explain it. It's the actual dragon. It looks like a giant figurine, but I guess you can somehow put popcorn in it.
All right.
I don't know how you put popcorn in it. I'm a little worried where it goes in. Does it go through his mouth? Does it go through his head?
Is it worth waiting in line for
Not
7 hours?
But you know a lot of people are going to get them and then resell them. For a lot more. So they're going to make some money off of it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, so it's actually a...
See?
It's a popcorn bucket that looks like a dragon?
Yeah, but it's like actually shaped like the dragon, too.
So does the popcorn, do they fill it in through the mouth and it comes out the butt?
That's what I'm worried about. I was like, how do you do this?
So you've got
Does he shoot it out of his mouth instead of fire?
You've got a popcorn bucket that... And so people are... So you're pooping popcorn is what you're doing here. This makes no sense. Really?
Disney fanatics are like a whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we were I was giving a speech over at Disney World, and I noticed that 90% of the people at Disney World were over the age of 40.
Well, because it's expensive.
Shocking.
It's
shocking.
Expensive. So.
Look, I don't judge. I mean, it's just fascinating. It is a subculture that you don't know about. And when you sort, and I never knew about it. And then I'm like, holy cow. And again, I will throw this out there. You're right. It's very expensive, right? Disneyland is very expensive. So we're there. And I'm not kidding. 80, 90% of the people were much older. And they were riding around. There were more people than I could count that were riding around on the motorized scooters because they could not walk.
That's weird.
And they were wearing the Mickey Mouse. Everybody was wearing the Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, you got to.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But why would you? You're spending a lot of money to get into a park on rides that you cannot ride.
That's what I was going to say. They can't even get on the rides.
I mean, could you latch them onto the end of the log flume?
Sure,
I don't know.
Weren't like grandparents that were following the kids around. They're grandkids.
No.
These were like 40, 50
These years? Were like people who had no children. There were no children. That's what struck me as odd. Where are the children?
It's too expensive. A family of four. Taking them to Disney World? That'll be 10 grand, please.
I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it is very expensive.
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, young parents, you don't get that kind of money.
And then you
got to
get
around.
The Mark of the Beast, you know, where the, oh, it's the, no, it's not the Mark, it's that bracelet thing, you know, that you got to wear.
The Fast Pass.
Thank you. The Mark of the Beast.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
just saying.
Trust me, you're not waiting 7 hours when you got one of those.
What do they do with the Fast Pass?
You use it as like a little ticket.
And that's right. So you're able to get to places that you would not be able to get if you did not have the pass.
Oh, my gosh. You could use
pass,
that reasoning
the mark
for everything.
Of the beast.
Now we're going to get
the
calls.
Mark
Thanks
of the beast.
A lot.
Eight. Mickey's the Antichrist.
Come on, Todd. Come on.
All right. Here's the question. This is a horrible question. All right. We all know famous people, they die in threes. Who are the three most recent celebrities to kick the bucket? This is terrible. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Let's get right to the phones if we can. Wallace in Georgia, WDUN. Wallace, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Great show. Appreciate all y'all there. Now, I was thinking about the popcorn bucket in Disney World, and I'm just wondering how long the line would be for the Joe Obama corn pop bucket. You think he can raise some money for his reelection campaign?
Well, here's the problem. You know how they get the popcorn to come out? They have to rub his hairy leg. So at the poolside. So
I won't be able to eat for a day and a half.
I just lost my appetite. Wallace, great call and a great thought there. Let's go to Ernest, listening to us on the great WPMO down in Pascagoula. Hey, Ernest, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm with Mike. Mike called earlier about the Republican Party. I know we always say go vote, and I do. I'm going to vote for Republicans. I don't want Democrats to have the seat, but they're always a disappointment. Even when the Republicans are in charge, Todd, the Democrats still have their way. Because I tell Senator Wicker's office, y'all always say bipartisan, but when we do bipartisan, that means Democrats get something they want. One thing about Obama showed you what a president can get done when he had the full support of his party and the opposing party don't oppose him. President Trump showed you what a president can't get done when he had the full opposing party fully opposing him and his own party don't fully support him. But yet he still got things done for almost 2 years. He had very few Republicans supporting him. That's why I'm always disappointed about the Republican Party. McCarthy yelling out during this January 16th. He running his mouth saying President Trump was at fault, and now he want to be Speaker.
Ernest,
I'm going to stop there, Tar, because I can vent more, but I'm being calm. But you get my point.
Well, no, we do. And unfortunately, we're coming up on the end of the show here, Ernest. But I've got to tell you, we're going to nickname you the Sage of Mississippi because you come loaded with knowledge. And you're right. I mean, the reality is, Ernest, Trump had more trouble from his own party than Obama ever had from the Democrats when he was president. That's a fair point you raise. Ernest, thanks for the call. And folks, we got to leave it there. It's been a lot of fun. Want to thank our great team here, Kyle and Grace, and most importantly, you, the great listeners of this radio show. Hey, ToddStarnes.com, download the app. It's in our live show blog. Folks, you get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.